We can speak to Fire and Emergency New Zealand Chief Executive Kerry Gregory. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie.
I suppose, firstly, a response to what it was that Wattie had to say there. 1.5 to 2%, the pay increase, a two-year deal for the majority of members. Is that good enough?
Well, I'd have to say, you know, if we look from the start of negotiations, you know, the NZPFU put over 100 claims on the table. We costed those out and, you know, they came to over $300 million, which is, you know, it's over half of our total operating budget for running the organisation. So, you know, we've done a lot of work together to actually bring that down to what we consider is a really fair offer. Now, part of the offer that we've got at the moment, and I'd say it's the overall lift for the organisation of the total offer is at 3.3% of that. And part of that off the way it's split up. It works around, you know, for our lowest, most junior firefighters, that's up to 11% pay increase there. There's a 7 to 7.5 increase for the next two grades up. And then additional increases as we go through.
And what he did say, you know, you're doing decent stuff regarding the recruits and you know, absolutely acknowledging that. But also that people haven't had a pay increase since 2020. And in that time, you're now going to them with 1.5 to 2% when we've got inflation at the rate that it's at. So how's that reasonable?
I think it's important to understand the way that our pay is structured as such. So every year we benchmark our pay for firefighters against a range of other organisations that have been agreed with the NZPFU. So that happens every year. And at the end of the 2021 year, the NZPFU haven't agreed with us on being able to apply that yearly pay increase that comes into effect. So that's why there hasn't been an increase in firefighter wages over that period of time.
Is that because it's derisory, though?
I beg your pardon?
Is it derisory? Is that why they won't agree?
No, it's not derisory.
So why won't they agree?
Well, I think at the moment, you know, for the last 18 months, we have been in pay negotiations. So, you know, they've put it into the pay negotiations to ensure that it's a part of that overall package.
So if that was to be agreed, how would that change the picture? How much more money would the members be getting?
Well, that's around making sure that we're continually sizing the organisation and comparing the organisation against those other like organisations.
Yeah, I understand that. So would that have meant that they would now be getting more money?
Yes.
How much more?
Well, I haven't got those exact figures in front of me, but I can certainly provide them for you if you need them.
What about the situation with this, the ratios of staff? You're at 1980s staff levels, and that's not good enough, is it?
Well, it's really important to understand that, you know, right now, you know, the union is using quite alarmist language through there. You know, we have...
Is it true, though?
We have cycled recruitment every year. So, you know, we have no trouble attracting people who want to be firefighters.
You've cancelled your recent course, they tell us.
We've delayed our recent course until later in the year. So when we looked at the analysis, we actually thought that over COVID we would lose a lot more staff than we have.
So is that because you've got enough staff at the moment then?
We've got enough staff to ensure that we provide the service that we need to New Zealand.
So is it at the 1980s staff level or not?
Well, there's been variations in the staff level since the 80s. But again, it's about having the right numbers of staff to actually provide the service to the different communities right across New Zealand. And it's not a static view of that in different communities. The different levels of numbers that need to be put in place to actually ensure that we can deliver to those communities.
Appreciate your time. That is Kerry Gregory there, Fire and Emergency New Zealand Chief Executive.